Hi, welcome to the Tell It Like It Is program, the Tell It Like It Is, the Kingdom Way program. I'm Apostle Baker, Jay Baker, who is a doctor in psychology, and I'm here to mess with your brain today. I am here to let you know that you are meant to have a limitless life. One of the my co-host is in the eye doctor right now, so he'll join us as soon as he can. But I want to talk to you about how it is that you see. What it is that you see, how it is that you keep yourself locked up in your head, and what it is that you do. You know, we look at the Bible as a religious book. We talk about religion, 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 but what are we really talking about? And so we look at the Bible as not a book that also has the plans and the purposes. It also has principles that we are to live by. And how are we supposed to live as kingdom citizens here in the earth? You know, a lot of times what happens is we talk about all the stuff around it, but not getting to the point. I had dental work done, so I'm kind of smart. I'm going through a little changes here, but, you know, we'll make it through. At least I'll make it through and you'll enjoy it, okay? Today in our Optimize Your Brain Challenge, I talked a bit about unlocking the potential of your brain power. You know, you have brain width. You have brain width just like you have other kinds of width. And one of the things that people have said is that you only use 10% of your brain. That's a big lie. You know why our schools and the different people have you so that they say those things, so that they can control you? If you are thought, if it makes you think that you only use 10% of your brain and this other person uses so much more of their brain, it makes you look at them as a specialist, as a as one that has more information than you do. If you understand the Bible and how the Bible is meant to operate in your life and to open things up for you, then what happens for you and what happens to you? It makes your life limitless. I taught today on Matthew 6:33, and I was looking at it from a business point of view because I'm a businesswoman, and I do kingdom of God businesses. So therefore, it's like it's about increase. It's about multiplication. It's about doing something with it. You know, here's one thing I want to throw out there at you. No matter what it is, no matter what apostle, prophet, evangelist, pastor, teacher, none of us have all the everything about the Word of God. And the Word of God goes from level to level. He says, I'll open it up for you line upon line, preception upon preception. I'll give you a little bit here and a little bit there. Many people have different things and different ways that God talks to them about his word. It's of no private interpretation. Now, the Bible is not of any private interpretation. But what it is it takes you as to the area that he has placed you in and allows you to be able to see things that other people could not see. People see things that I don't see because that's not my bent. That's not the way that he made me to be able to see things. But when they open them up, I hear them. But nobody hears exactly what it is that you say. They hear it according to what it is that's going on in them, what their background is, how they hear it, what their purpose in life is. Because if everybody heard everything the very same way, we would only be able to do things on this linear line, and we would only be able to do the things the very, very, very same way. Some of the people that I associate with and minister with, they hear things. And when they hear things, when Apostle Barry, who I think is one of the most fabulous teachers that there are, when he hears things, he thinks of leadership. He thinks of all of these different things. He thinks of order, evangelism, and all of that. When he hears different things, he can see a place that he can put all of these different things in. When Apostle Cal hears something, he may hear it on the order of the tabernacle or how sonship. When Apostle Eddie hears something, he may hear it on sonship and fatherhood. When this one hears it or that one hears it. And when I hear it, I'm hearing it according to what the God is saying to me about being prosperity and about wealth and about how it is that the wealth of the wicked is supposed to come into the righteous. Well, it's through ideas. It's through things that we have that are beneficial. One of the things that I do, I fixate on other people's problems. I don't fixate on my own. I fixate on whose problem can I solve that will be able to pay me for solving that problem. This is why I have my imagination. My mind just goes, it just glows into the realm that my clients, who are many of them are wealthy, and my clients, how it is that I can fix their, I can have an answer to their problem to get them out of the place that they're stuck in, or get them to go past where it is, whether it's their family, different situations and whatever it is, and they're willing to pay me for that. Well, it brings me to what it is that I saw in Ecclesiastes 1. It says that there are streams that they, we can go there for just a second. I'm really still waiting on Apostle Marshall, but I got a lot in me to be able to bring to you. It says right here that the words of the preacher, the son of David, the king of Jerusalem, he is going on with vanities, vanities, vanities. And but he goes on down. He says, what profit of man what profit has a man and all his labor, which he takes under the sun? In other words, if everything is just under the sun, if you're not looking for anything further than that, you've spent your life just in total vanities. Okay. But he talks about how the sun goes down and comes back up and all of that. But then he says this, this is that verse 6 and 7 is what really, really, actually what verse 6 is what 7 is what really opens up to me. He says, the rivers run into the sea. And when I hear that the rivers, the Bible says that out of my inner man will flow rivers of living water. And I'm looking at those living waters as streams of businesses, streams. I'm an entrepreneur. So I think about streams of businesses and how it is that they're flowing out. So all of these different ideas and all of these different things that I have in me to be able to do what it is that I'm to do, it flows out into it flows out into the sea. But the sea is not full, and unto the sea, it from where the rivers come, then it goes and it returns to the rivers again. So that means that my gift is making room for me, taking me out to these people to answer the questions, to help them to do what it is that they need to do, to help them in what it is that they're doing, and what's happening, it flows back into me in the realm of finances. It also talks about that in the Bible. Those that have given you spiritual things, then you give them natural things. But even it works in the business realm. It works in that realm. All of these streams of income, all of these streams of wisdom, all of these streams of knowledge, all of these streams of understanding, all of these streams of insight, all of these things that I have mastered in being able to solve people's problems because of what's on the inside of me and how the Holy Spirit works on the inside of me, then it goes out into the stream. Some of them are believers, some of them are not. I don't really care. What it is this, that this is a, it goes out into the streams. And I really like it when it goes into the streams where it is that there are non-believers, because it goes out there and the wealth that they have, the finances that they have, they pay me to help solve their problems. They pay me in order to do that. And so what am I doing? I'm unlocking. Hello, Dave. Hi, Dave from the Philippines. Thank you for joining. They pay me for unlocking my brain, using my brain wit and my brain power, my mind, my abilities to be able to help them to solve their problems. And then to also help people forget what they need to forget and remember what it is that they need to remember. I taught many of these things in my Optimize Your Brain Challenge this morning. So you're getting the benefit of something that of some of these things on this program today. And we're talking about you living and walking in an unlimitedness in your life. And this is in every area of your life. You can walk in happiness. You can live a life of financial limitlessness, all of these different parts of it, if you utilize the brain and the power that God has given you. Inside of every person, inside of each and every one of us, God has given us the ability to have ideas, to have the ability to imagine. Our imagination is a powerful thing. You know, he said, I made you in my image after my likeness. I have given you this gift of me on the inside of you. I have given you the ability to think like I think, to flow like I flow, to do things the way that I've done. And then he says in Matthew 6:33, and I'm going through all these different scriptures, but I'll bring them all together. He says in Matthew 6:33, seek first the kingdom of God. Well, when I think about the kingdom, I'm thinking about what does the king have? The king has wealth. The king has property. The king has land. The king has territory. How can I put that with the Old Testament, with the first promises? He says, be fruitful, multiply, and I want you to replenish the earth. I want you to subdue it. I want you to have control over it. So that must mean that I must have half territory. I must have land. The first thing that God offered and promised to Abraham, even before he gave him all the children and all of those things, was territory. He says, go and follow me, and all of this land, all of the places that your feet shall tread, I'm giving unto you. Property, land, all of these things must be important to God. He says he created the earth. He says, for God so loved the world. And then he said he created the earth. Well, he created the earth, and the earth is a landmass. This is what it is that we're talking. We're talking about two separate things, but I'm talking about the landmass. There's properties and things that you should own. There's properties and things, there are areas. There's not just buildings, but there's lands. There's things that you are able to build no matter where you are. And the thing of it is, the great thing, the beautiful thing that it is. Come on in the chat. Tell me. I'm talking about the beautiful thing. Do you want to hear about the beautiful thing and where it is that you are and what it is that you can have? If you do, let me know. The beautiful thing that you can have is this, is to realize that all the answers are on the inside of you, that no matter what your circumstances are, no matter where it is that you are, no matter where you started out. I started out as a person, as a little black girl. You know, I was black then and I'm still black now. Anyway, I started out as this little black girl in this place called Vallejo, California, which it was a nothing place. And for me, it was going to give me nothing. The only thing they let me know is what I couldn't do. But there was something on the inside of me. I knew that two things I said. Number one, I was going to have millions. Number two, I was going to be a doctor. I was going to be a doctor first. And I was going to have millions, and I was going to help a whole lot of people. Well, you know, all of these things, they were on the inside of me. There were things and circumstances and situations on the outside that tried to tell me I could not have this done, because born in a place of poverty, born in a place of lack, and coming from slavery and coming from all those things, none of those things matter. All they are stepping stones, depending upon your unlocking the brain power that God has placed on the inside of you. He said in his word that he did not make mankind to be the tail. He made you to be the head. Did not make it for any human being to rule over you. So if no human being is supposed to rule over me, then who is supposed to rule over me? Then I'm glad you asked that question. I am the one that's supposed to rule over me. I am the one that is to create the things and the pictures that he has placed on the inside. I'm not going for arbitrary things. I'm going for the pictures that he has placed on the inside. You say, well, I don't see that picture. Then build the picture that he has placed on the inside of you. The picture that he has given you to complete. The thing that he has given you to complete. I can't complete yours. In fact, I do not want to. I am so excited about mine, because there's millions of people that I will help. There's millions of people that I'll contact. I am so glad for Kingdom First TV. I'm glad for YouTube. I'm glad for all of these different platforms, because now it gives me the opportunity to spread wide and to take these rivers of water, these rivers to go into the oceans, to go past it, to go in the oceans, to go over the oceans, to be able to allow people to realize who it is that they are. And when I flow with the focus of what it is that God has given me and how it is that he has given me in order to be able to work, to be able to light people up, to be able to let them know that where you are right now, if you open up your mind, if you open up your brain, if you allow it to expand, if you allow yourself to imagine, if you allow yourself to dream with the pictures and the things that God has placed on the inside of you, and also what he has done in you is this: he has given you also a temperament. He has given you an ability on the inside of you to be able to fight through every problem that you will ever meet. Any problem that you'll come up to, and it'll say, I'm your problem. And on the inside of you, parts of the temperament that God has placed on the inside of you, the power that he has placed on the inside of you to say, I know how to dismantle you. I know how to get you out of my path. I know how to get you out of my path in such a way that I am able to go ahead and do what it is that I am to do. God has created that in you, for you, so that you could be a blessing to other people. Okay. He's also given you the ability to crush those things that were in your way. Don't you know, haven't you ever drank a soda can? I mean, that would be really something if you drank a soda can. But haven't you ever drank a soda pop out of a can? And when we were young, the cans for the soda pops were different. And so what we would do is that we would smash them in the middle around our shoes, and we could walk on them because they were sturdy. So you were able to crush those things, but you could never bring that can back to its original form. It would have to go through all its recycling, and I had no idea about anything, but I knew that once I had those fitted for my shoes, that they would only fit on my shoes, that I had crushed it. And this is the way that you can crush problems and situations in your life. There is nothing insurmountable. There is no situation that is happening in your life. The Bible even says that. It says that there is no situation that happens in your life that you are not able, that God has not already given you a way of escape. And the answer is this: he's your way of escape is the answer that he has given you. He has given you the abilities. He's given you the know-how. And how do I know he's given you the know-how? Because of the one, if you're born from above, he has given you the one that lives on the inside of you that says, I will lead you and I will guide you into all truth. There is nothing that the Holy Spirit does not know. The thing that we do is we waste a lot. Excuse me. Because I said I had dental work done and I have to flush that stuff out of my system. What it is that we do is that we think that the only thing that the Holy Spirit is on the inside of us for is just to pray in tongues. But if we pray in tongues, we don't even sit and wait for him to go ahead and tell us what it is. We don't spend the time to meditate. The one that knows everything will open up these gifts and these boxes that are on the inside of us. There's answers to all of these things on the inside of us. But what happens is this: we refuse to allow them to be open. We look at it. Oh my gosh, I'm too old. I can't do that. I'm too young. I can't do that. I'm too this. I'm too this. I'm too this. Take the twos out. Number one, I am not too old to do anything that I know that I am supposed to do. It is never too late for me as long as I have breath in my body. I believe that it's time for, as he said, I will renew your youth. I will renew your life. I will renew your body. It's time for me to feel, look, act, and be younger. Why is that? Because of what it is that I have to do. Not because I want to catch a man. Not because I want to do something just to look that way, but no, I need the energy. I need to be able to do. I need to be able to become the person that I am to become in order to attract the things that are part of my purpose being here on earth. I do not want to leave. One of my mentors, in the 80s and 90s, Miles Monroe, he would say that the most wealthiest place in the world is the cemetery, that there's more gifts, more things that were left undone. I do not want that to happen to me. I do not want to leave anything on the inside of me that has not been done. I want to be able to have trained enough people, to have taught enough people, to have guided enough people, to have done this with all of those that he gives me, whether it's called sons, daughters, relatives, or whatever it is, so that I leave a legacy. I leave a legacy with many, many, and many streams, in many streams that says, this was done by this, just like I spoke about him and the things that he poured into me. I'm not speaking about him as things that he poured into me so that I can name drop. I mean, the man is dead, so, you know, ain't no dropping names there. But the things that he poured into me are things that I did not lose. He taught me about the kingdom of God and taught me. He'd say, BJ, the kingdom of God is not just for a religious thing. The kingdom of God is for you to be able to live. The kingdom of God is for you to be able to take into all the world and manifest it. The kingdom of God is to take territory. The kingdom of God is this. And as I started to look at it, even when I look at Matthew 6:33, it says, seek ye first the kingdom of God. Well, what does that mean? Seek the kingdom of God. I'm seeking what does a king? I started this earlier. What does a king represent? A king represents land. A king represents territory. A king represents wealth. A king represents being able to take care of its citizens. The king represents all of these different things. Take the personality, take the character of the king and act on that. Be the king, because he is the king of kings. So if I'm to operate in that, then I have to release those gifts and those powers that are on the inside of me. And how do I do it? I do it the same way that he did it. Number one, I speak it until I can see it. I speak it until my mind's sight, until my sights are so set on that, that I'm using every bit of my mind sight. Why is that? Because I've unleashed the potential of my brain. No, you know, people have all of these things that they say, restraining things that the brain can only, the brain can only. When people tell me only, I know what they're doing. They are trying to keep me from knowing what it is that they know. They're trying to keep me from expanding, from realizing that I have a limitless life. Why in the world? Oh, well, the sky is your limit. No, the sky is not my limit, and it does not have to be yours either. I'm gonna have a fear of failure. That's a lie. You ain't got no fear of failure. You just have the thing that says, here it is, and I'm doing things that I'm too lazy. I'm too lazy and too trifling, as my mother would say, in order to do something with it. All of these things are all of these things are words that people have given you and you have bought into them. You said, this is a great piece of cake. I will eat this and I will enjoy this, and this will keep me so that I don't have to do anything. It's like the one with a talent, the one with the 5 talents made 10, the one with the 3 talents made 5, or whatever it was. Any rate, he grew his talents, and the one with 1 talent, he buried it. Are you going to bury that 1 talent that you got? Are you going to bury any of the talents that you have? If you don't use them, then it will be taken from you. Even what it is you think you have, you think you hurt now, you think you're in lack now, you think you're in poverty now, you think you want stuff now, even what it is that you have, if you're not going to use it, the world still needs it. And so what happens is this is taken from you and given to someone. It was given to the man that had 10. It's given to the one that will take it and utilize it. I am not going to have any of the talents that are on the inside of me to not happen because a group of people don't like it. You know, well, what if I get out there and nobody likes it? I have taught and preached and spoken in front of so many people, and they say, and they didn't like it. I could care less. I can't tell you how much I could care less. I know that if I continuously do what it is that I am to do, that I will have paid my dues, and it will actually happen, because I can see the picture of it. I can see the picture of all of these people that I'm able to help. I can see the picture of all of their growth. I can see the picture of the wealth. I can see the picture of the prosperity. And what if it doesn't work? I don't ask that dumb question. That is a dumb question. My thing is, it will be, oh my God, Baker, won't this be great when this thing works? Won't this be great when you see how it works? Won't this be great? I start looking at how great it is going to be. The next thing is that as you crush and you destroy those things that are trying to destroy your dreams, we're going to take those dreams and make those dreams the imagination that is needed to imagine. And as you take these dreams and put these into an imagination and decide how it is that you're going to be able to do it, okay? This is what it is that I do in my and my challenges and stuff. And I'm not advertising. I mean, Frederick got a lot of stuff up there. This is not what it is that I'm doing. What I'm doing is letting you know the potential that's on the inside of you. And the potential that's on the inside of you, you are able to take it. In fact, you're required to take that. You are required by God not to let what he has given you go to waste. You are required to stop complaining. The church did this to me. These people did this. The white people did this. The black people did this. These kind of people did this. All these people, the man did this. The women did this. Stop it. Stop being foolish. Nobody did anything to you but you. They might have done it. They thought they were doing it to you. But why don't you take it and make it like you did this for me? Because I can take what it is that happened. I will take what it is that happened and I will turn it into gold. I know you intended for it to destroy me, but baby, it is not going to destroy me. All of these things that you give me, all of these challenges that I'm going through, I am greater than any challenge that you can throw at me. Okay, sickness comes. All right, I can overcome that. Because why? Because of the kingdom of God. You see, when you actually realize that you're a citizen of the kingdom, one of the things that the citizenry entitles me to is for the king to take care of me. And when you really, really, really know that, you may go through the sicknesses, you may go through these different things, but he's saying, no, I'm gonna set you back up because you're one that will not quit. You're one that will not lay down. Okay, this business failed. Oh my God, my business failed. Okay, now I found out what it is that I'm not going to do again. I found out how to overcome that. I found out the different things, the different mistakes. What I do is I dissect it. I take it all apart. I have had failures in my life. I've had more failures in my life than many of you can count. And what I have learned to do, and what I'm even learning greater to do, is how to take those failures, what they seem like failures, mistakes, and how to dissect them and how to use the parts that are necessary, that are still usable, and to go ahead and grow something different. The Bible says that a good man may fall 100 times or 1,000 times or may continue to fall, but he keeps getting up. That's me. I'm that good man. I'm that good. I'm that good one. And that means mankind. It does not. It's not about a gender, but a good one will fall, but what it is that they will not stay down. You cannot keep me down. Why is that? Because on the inside of me is something I have. I want to live. I breathe. I have his breath on the inside of me. And because I have his breath on the inside of me, that entitles me. I'm entitled. What do you mean you're entitled? I am entitled to obey. I am entitled. I am entitled to realize something, to realize how great the one on the inside is with how great the one on the inside of me is. And it gives me an advantage. Why is that? Because I know the one that created everything. It gives you an advantage if you know the one that created everything. Everything was created for his use. Everything was created for you to use. And my time is up. This is Apostle Baker J. Baker with the Tell It Like It Is, the Kingdom of God way. Join me next time. And if you desire to give, or if you desire to find out more about the Optimize Your Brain Challenge, then go ahead and you have all that information. Thank you for joining me. See me next time when I'm here with Apostle Marshall McGee. Bye-bye.
Thank you for watching Kingdom First TV, your station for Kingdom Inspiration.